Hooray for the Riff Raff, great little band from New Orleans, fronted by musician Alinda Segarra, who's of Puerto Rican descent. Last year, Alinda and the band released a song, Palante. She was sending a clear message, a message of solidarity and support for the island of Puerto Rico.
From El Barrio to Arecibo, Palante. From Marble Hill to the coast of Emmett Till, Palante.
Palante translates as onwards or forward. It's easy to see how that applies to post-hurricane Puerto Rico. Also, if you go back in time, Palante was the title of a newspaper published by the Young Lords, a Puerto Rican leftist group advocating for social change in the 1970s. All of that is wrapped up in the message you get in the new Palante music video. The plot for the video, it's really more of a short film, unfolds in what looks like a ravaged yet recovering Puerto Rico. Director Christian Mercado Figueroa focuses his story on Milagros, a single mother grappling with raising her daughter in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria. We'll hear from Figueroa in a moment. First, actress Mela Murder, who plays Milagros on screen. She says filming even a half year after the storm, it was impossible to ignore how devastated Puerto Rico was and remains today.
We landed really late. It was dark. There wasn't much people around, and all we were really surrounded by was the devastation. So in the beginning, I felt really tense and overwhelmed. And then we started meeting more locals in the area whose energies and spirits were so uplifted, so positive. And it really did just set the tone of how I carried myself.
Mela, what was your role in envisioning those scenes?
I wanted to just approach it in a way where it was respectful of all single mothers, but also the women of Puerto Rico. I met with many women, single mothers, so young, and to just be among such strength of women who you literally have to carry the load of themselves and their children by themselves in these conditions. It was so overwhelming, but so beautiful, and it really did set this standard of how I wanted to approach Milagros' character. I wanted her to have that strength, but then I wanted her to have that warmth and that vulnerability. And you see that in the moments where she's, you know, just laying in the bed and she's looking in the window and she's internalizing whatever she must have been, you know, feeling or going through that day.
I mean, that's what Palante is all about. And Palante, the word itself, it's a strong political and empowering sentiment. What does Palante mean for you?
Oh my God. I mean, I grew up with my mom being a single mother of three girls, a mother of three by the time she was 24. And she never really kind of instilled the specificness of it, like this attitude is palante because we have to step forward. No, she just literally got on with it. And I watched my mother face domestic violence and verbal abuse, you know, from my father, and she never let those moments define her or break her down. And that really is what inspired me and what keeps me going as a single mother today.
It's interesting. Palante was kind of the cry of the Young Lords. And from that, you've taken this empowerment for single mothers.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it resonates with everything and everyone and any type of situation you may be in, you know, for a sense of hope. And I think it's very, very beautiful. It's a powerful message. And again, I'm just so humble and honored to have been able to be part of telling this story. It's very, very, very important to me.
It was a deeply personal experience for actress Mela Murder, as it was for the director of the Palante video. Christian Mercado Figueroa says focusing the short film on a single mother was very deliberate on his part.
I think like I focused a lot on the single mother experience because I come from a single mother family, and like Mela herself is a single mother. And
Mela's mother was a single mother.
And yeah, so there is like a feeling of a cyclical feeling there. But also I think like, yeah, I did think of Puerto Rico almost as a single mother somewhat. She's like kind of struggling the island, and like she needs support, but she's still strong and resilient.
It seems like that also extended and oozed into the filming of Pallante. I mean, Mela said everybody seemed to have a pretty intense personal emotional experience during filming.
Having lost my grandfather in the aftermath of the hurricane, due directly to the circumstances of the hurricane, you know, where, you know, without electricity and without communications, they couldn't really call an ambulance for him. He suffered from sleep apnea and wasn't receiving the therapy he needed. That helplessness was just like intense, and just kind of dealing with that with my family as a whole and the shared trauma of that, and having them move so quickly to New York, you know, and like having them crammed into an apartment, and how that brought us so close at the same time, even though it was in the wake of something so tragic. And, you know, I think like I would have intense experiences because I was going back to like places that I haven't seen in like 5 years. And, you know, my grandfather wasn't there. And, you know, that's when the absence started to become more real.
So as intense as it was for you, emotionally multi-layered intensity, being on the set sounds like it was oddly cathartic.
I never cried on set before, so that was just kind of like a discovery in itself. Mela, at some point when I went to my aunt's house, which was empty, you know, and had been vacated for like, you know, a long time, when I stepped in the house, I had the flush, like this rush of memories, just like a bombardment of his veins, and I just broke down in tears holding like my monitor. And then Mela kind of came up to me and just hugged me and just was like holding me and telling me, "You're strong. This is going to be beautiful. And, you know, you need to let those tears out." And my aunt came over and hugged me too. And it was just like a really crazy moment, I think. Like, it was just like, it felt really special being able to like express something. And I think a lot of people come away from the video saying that it feels beautiful, that it feels honest. And I think that a lot of that has to do with just having a very open process and letting the emotional toil of all the things that have been happening in my life kind of just, you know, take root and not try to hide from it.
That was Christian Mercado Figueroa, the director of the video for the song Pallante by folk blues artist Hooray for the Riff Raff. We also heard from actress Mela Murder. Our story is part of Future Folk, our collaboration with Smithsonian Folkways. I leave you with a few more notes from the tune. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you tomorrow.
Well, lately, it's been mighty hard to see. Just searching for my lost humanity. I look for you, my friend, but do you look for me?